This is tape number two on March the 26th, 1995. And I'll back up a little bit to pick up the beginning of this last paragraph. We're nearly through with this reading. I think I'll leave this here for now. We have a bit of a gathering this afternoon, and I suppose this is enough to make my enemies for the day. Right, rightness, and wrong, evil, do exist. Don't fool yourself by that garbage that says there is no such thing. Both are principles, and both are present. The choosing is yours. I perceive error and correction through intent. May you rest in peace, for the only restlessness in my place is watching you find your way. Salute.
Can you believe that he couldn't hurry a little bit faster so that we didn't have to be here for another full hour? Let there be cake. Then we'll consider the consequences of the rest of the day.
We are returned, Commander. I think.
Me too. I'm grateful for your appreciation. We all stumble along through our journeys. We always want some kind of magic, and it's disappointing in many ways to find there's not any. On the other hand, you ones would be incredibly disappointed to find that life happens by magic. That's what's been wrong. I also know that the soul longs for the camaraderie of community, of communion. It's more than just being trained that you go to church, you go through a few rituals. I'm going to make them come up and tell their story. Isn't that what you do in school?
Yes.
Make them share their love letters. I don't mind. Pretty soon the entire room will be rolling on the floor and not even know the joke. We'll ignore them. I know that you want what has been promised to you, but it's been promised to you by your enemy. And that's what you keep grasping for, that idea that has been planted in your mind, that piety of some being that can fix everything and must allow everything and must appreciate everything. And what you don't seem to understand is that that's not the way it is. And that's not the way you want it, because you know it is not that way. And until you can come into that recognition of how it really is, you cannot even appreciate or have the finality of grieving a little bit and passing on beyond it. You're so busy being told that you've got to forgive and forget and allow somebody to smack you around a little bit harder, to be godly when that isn't God. And God never told you that. God will always tell you responsibility and wisdom. But there's a loss, and you have to grieve. Just as you have to grieve over the passage of one who is now separated from you, you must grieve over the loss of what you thought was God. That one almighty, who through his little tools and puppets tells you what's all right to do. And you can go over to the local priest on Sunday, if you're Catholic, get a little absolution for your sins. And somehow never be able to fulfill your life, your responsibility. Always you are paying homage to something. When it comes right down to it, before you, you don't believe a bit in it. So how nice. You can stop lying to yourselves. And when you stop lying to yourself, all of those things that seem so very important drop off in importance because you have control of them. And those are the things that nobody can take from you. You see, even John here, where they overstepped their boundaries because he would have given them half of the things he had, he bought and got for Eleanor and the protection of hers. Because there's even an estrangement with his. So you have an adequate house. You start building something else where Eleanor can have her family. All the while they're stealing away from him that which he had put aside for them. And you can still deal with that until they began to take your soul. They have no right. No right. And it's been hard lessons for you ones to watch. Because there but for the grace of God go you, and the full intent is to put you there. One of the major things that would have been in your news this last week is that 90-some-odd% of all Alzheimer's patients are not. What does that do to places like Hearthstone? But you keep someone locked up in there, in that environment, and you keep depriving them. And guess what they did? The moment that John asked for help and a few vitamins came in, he became different in 4 days. And so they have to legally stop you to keep him beat down. This is wrong. And if your enemy and the adversary can make you feel that you must abide by these rules, then you're wrong. But you've got to understand something. The battle is so high on such a level of mental argument, mental confrontation, that you better look again at the television and that which they are calling science fiction. It truly is. But it's good enough. And for a little group in Montana to think that they can take up arms, and there's some man in Idaho, maybe he's in Montana, maybe the focus is coming out of Idaho, but I believe he's in Montana. He said he wasn't going to pay his taxes. He is a sovereign citizen, and he will die before he will walk out dead. They will have to carry him out. And they sent people out to arrest him, and he turned his back and said, go ahead and shoot me. You will not get me off of here unless I'm dead. Now, what has he gained? Hadn't gained a thing. Rapid, I guess. Well, he's got the cops scared to go out and serve a warrant. Because he's afraid, you know, he pulls in 20 of his buddies with their shotguns. One laser blast from above, from a helicopter, is all it's going to take. And he knew from the time the first helicopter flew over what they were about. I consider that a real chicken cop-out. Do you want your nation back or do you want to play your silly cowboy games? No offense to the cowboy. Except EJ.
Yippee-ki-yo.
If you're going to do something in the name of God, then do it in the name of God. You just want to do it your way. You get a lot of notoriety, and you don't win. I intend to win. So we go right back to what is constitutional and what is unconstitutional. You're absolutely right. You're not under the Constitution. They are breaking every constitutional right you have. And they made blame sure they had the legal, lawful right to do it. This is why you have to have some more war and fighting in Bosnia. Mr. Bush declared a national emergency on the basis of Bosnia. Now, you've never done anything in Bosnia except botch it. You haven't even done that. So this goes on for a year or so, and then Clinton gets in there, and he just extends the Bosnian emergency. You've got them going everywhere in the world. More logical to having a national emergency over than Bosnia. But that's it. And right now it needs extending again. Got to keep that national emergency going, even if you've got to blow away the United States to do it. You've got to have the emergencies. Because you're dead in the water. You don't have any money. You're not just bankrupt, you don't have any money. They're even closing some of the mints that they had been going for years and years and years. Those pieces of paper you have are worthless pieces of paper. They are really interest instruments. They show how much interest, basically, you owe on your note. It's an IOU promissory note. You carry this note, I owe you a dollar, but it's worth 20 cents or less. But we're going to charge you taxes and interest on it. I don't know how to bring you truth without bringing you the truth. And I know that it seems old and worn to you people because you've heard it so many times now, the Federal Reserve, all of the garbage. Well, all that's true. And it's time to bring all of that truth together. And that's a scary prospect. Because you know your enemy is not going to fall over, turn on his back and say, well, take it. It's not in the adversarial vocabulary to give up. They just run, hide, and try to sneak their way through. You can win this war because you have the ability to create. But it's a grieving process. It is no different than death of anything. A divorce is a grieving process. Sometimes far more painful than the passage of one. Because you've got to argue over every nail, every screwdriver, every staple, every spoon. And then always the question and the guilt. Why'd you do it in the first place? It was a dumb thing to do in the first place. Well, I know that, but it was the thing everybody was doing. So along comes the elite, and they teach you. What do they teach you? Oh, all of the fleshly sensing, the things that need to be satisfied. A man needs to feel like a man, but the woman must never feel like a woman, and all of this garbage that they dump on you. And suddenly, you're married to what? You don't even know what you're married to. Certainly wasn't the person you dated. I mean, come on, guys. Most of those ladies even, you know, acted like they liked sex until you got married. And now reality hits you. And she's just as disadvantaged because you've got to now face the responsibility of family. I can no longer be the sole interest. Or the families were already deteriorating and I thought I would marry someone or have a baby and I would be forever loved unconditionally. And my children would never leave me or find fault with me. And suddenly you don't know who you are. And you're certainly bored with the kids. They're in your way. And I have to go find myself. Well, who the hell lost you? And yet reality is so much simpler. It's reasonable. And you can be honest with yourself. And yet you know if there are the negative energies, there have to be the good energies to more than balance it out. And isn't it nice to know you don't have to be pious and nauseous to everybody around you while you it's worse than, you know, being born again is absolutely worse than stopping smoking. We serve God. We do not worship something. You are created to stand on your feet responsibly and become at your time wise enough to be creative with Creator. Well, how are you going to do that if all you do is grovel and allow someone else to pronounce their opinion upon you? And if you're going to be silly enough, like the Aborigines tribes, to come against Rommel's army with their spears. Even the Zulus are smarter than that. They put machetes on the end of their spears. And then they overwhelm in number. But a few machine guns and a few of these scatter bombs, cluster bombs, would wipe out the entire of the Zulu nation in one afternoon. So it isn't wise to come against the bigger guy with the bigger gun on those terms. I don't know how I'm going to cause this to become a part of your thought process without thinking about it, that you are creative. That's what you are. You have a task to accomplish, then let's get creative about it. You can't win with a gun. Got to win with something. It's right up here between your ears. You put that as your goal up there between your ears and you'll get the answer. And you're going to find the answer is through knowledge. And there aren't any schools left to go to get that knowledge. They're going to hide that knowledge from you, and the churches are going to downplay everything. Everything from outer space is evil. Hypnosis is an evil thing. No, the way they use it is what's evil. No, when they ban something, there is something worthy in it that they want you not to have. And when you accept that and know that as truth, it takes away half the troubles of your world. You don't have to worry about it anymore. Because once you know, you cannot go back into unknowing. And I know that everybody would like a family. Everybody would like this close communion. Except guess what? All of you want it on your own terms.
That's true.
And that rarely happens, does it? So you learn to give and take and appreciate, but you're not locked into some doctrine. You don't have to have a doctrine when you have a principle. And when your principles are correct, you will do the right thing. Doesn't mean you're not going to slip. It doesn't even mean that you won't connive from time to time. But it means you're responsible for the conniving that you create, because there ain't going to be no pope around to give you absolution. And I feel we've made it over quite a few hurdles now. You can be a community. You don't have to donate or make special meetings or have special committees or anything. And when we get over this kind of a hurdle, we can move on into production. And those are the things you thought or think that are uppermost in your mind. Well, maybe someday they'll do something and we will be able to participate in this, or we'll be able to do that, or whatever you might be thinking. As in the downfall of anything, there are always the upside if you know what you're doing. When all the money goes, if you have prepared, then you have other things to make up for that. And some of humanity are going to make it through. And all of God's people and my relatives are going to make it through. And yet nobody's going to come kicking and screaming. Well, there will be a few, but that won't last long because of the promises that I am able to make to you under certain circumstances. Those little squirming kids of yours who thought they know more than you. And they certainly just kind of feel sorry for you for being so ignorant. You know, they're going to find themselves aboard ship coming to attention right fast when they get in trouble. If they are adults, though, I'll tell you one thing. If they object, they're going to go right back to wherever they were. And you're going to grow up. They have a right to make their own passage. And they have a right for you to let them make those decisions. You will never bring anybody aboard by force. Not anything that I have to do with. Including you. It may not be as wonderful to listen to as being swooped up and raptured into the clouds. That is the biggest bunch of BS that your mind could ever conceive. What in the world are you going to do on the clouds? EJ can't even stand up on the ground. Much less on the clouds. And the landing will be a lot harder. You've been manipulated and controlled through mysticism and magic and mind control. And quite frankly, I'm sure that all of you find it a relief to drop it off and not have to carry it around anymore. And if you want the social contact of a great organization, then go on to the churches. Get solid enough with your knowing. They're not even going to pull you away from it. You can sit in those church houses and make your donations according to their requirements and chant and do all those things, and you don't believe it. So why in the world wouldn't you go on over there if you enjoy the social camaraderie of a group? They're usually pretty nice people, but don't trust them.
Commander?
Yes.
May I flip the tape?
I think that'd be a good idea.